The Star Dancer cut through the vastness of space as easily as a tall ship through calm ocean waters. Its speed and magnetic pulses left the stars and space surrounding it swirling in a multitude of colors. Jeff Bindle turned toward his wife, Jennifer, strapped into the co-pilot seat next to him. "Beautiful sound, isn't it?" He was referring to the magnet drive's rotations humming in concert with each other as if they were performing a beautiful concerto. "Every time," she beamed. Jennifer enacted a series of intricate moves on the holo panel in front of them, pushing buttons and touching keypads. With every touch, the panel gave a slow plasma ripple as if it were water. To Jeff, each movement his wife made harmonized with the drives. "Approaching Mach point." This being the first manned flight at faster than light speed, Jeff wanted to be especially careful that everything was done right. He reached down, pulled out a laminated checklist detailing all that needed to be done before reaching FTL speed. His heart raced as he confidently called out the checks. "Forward and rear obstruction sensors, online," Jennifer excitedly replied. "Nav map system, online. Magnetic field sensors, online. Field locations, locked. Plasmat and conventional engines, all engines go. Magnet drives 1 through 3, operating." The checks continued. Finally, Jeff called out, "Engage auto magnet drives on my mark." Drawing a deep breath, Jennifer reached down with her left hand and flicked a toggle switch. Slowly, she moved her hand behind it and gently rested 2 fingers on a set of plasma buttons. A moment later, she heard her husband's voice, for the last time. "Mark," he barked out. She pressed the buttons simultaneously. The energy shield protecting the ship fluctuated, then failed. Alarms began echoing throughout the cabin. As she rapidly tried to diagnose the problem, Jennifer threw a horrified glance at her husband, which he never saw. Nothing she was doing seemed to work. In that moment, she knew it was too late. As the ship accelerated, the circular magnet drives faltered and shifted from their rhythmic circular motion to the up and down motion of pistons in a conventional engine. The Star Dancer hesitated, and the swirling colors that had engulfed the ship dissipated instantly. The ship began skipping as if it were stone tossed across a placid lake. The ship's front section twisted in ways it was not designed to handle, while the rear of the ship stayed level and unmoving as if in a different dimension. Jeff had no time to react, but only to think, "This is wrong on every level." His head was spinning. He couldn't even see if Jennifer was still there beside him. She wasn't.
And so Jeff and Jennifer Bindle's 4 sons are left to mourn and pick up this faster-than-light project that their parents started with their company, Space Tech Corporation. In the book, this is the world's only privately owned space R&D company. Now, most of us know of one space company, SpaceX. But because it's privately held, we don't know what goes on inside that company. How do you feel about space exploration relying more and more on private companies rather than public agencies like NASA?
Well, I think that's probably the way that we're headed. I don't feel that the government is really capable of doing anything more because NASA is more politically involved in SpaceX and the other ones that are trying to come out. They're going to be the ones to forward space exploration. I think that's the way we're headed.
Now, while reading this book, I was tempted to regard it as a lesson in how personal greed and ambition and politics can threaten exploration important to the human race. I'm an optimist, so I'm going to say, when humans achieve faster than light travel, will we be able to outrun our baser instincts?
Probably not. You're always going to have the politics and everything around, but the question is, can you avoid that mess, which is why they went private.
There was a book called Solaris, written by a Polish author in the 60s, Stanisław Lem, and there was a line in that book that stayed with me ever since I've read it. We aren't really going out into space to discover something. We merely want to extend Earth.
Well, I believe that should be the basis of what we do. But involved in exploration, you're eventually, in theory, going to find a habitable planet, in which case yes, we should go ahead and colonize it, as long as we're not interfering with the race or the organism or whatever we find out there, because there's no telling what life really is. You know, is life like us? Is life just a microorganism? There's no way to know until we actually come upon that. But I think that that's inevitable, that we extend and explore at the same time. It's kind of a cohabitating idea.
Your Mission to the Stars series is now up to 3 books. There was Hostile Takeover, book 2. Book 3 is Arbitration, just came out. Give us a thumbnail about what Arbitration is about.
There's an alien race that is peaceful, but due to circumstances, they become a divided warring race. And several millennia go by, and they decide that they want peace, and the political system finds a way to achieve that peace. But in the meantime, they send half the population to another planet. Well, that planet never quite gets over, and the people that live there now never quite get over the fact that they were sent away from their home planet. So they send a weapon that never arrives. Forward many hundreds of years, the Bindles find that while they're mining in the Kuiper Belt, which they now have an outpost at. And they decide to arbitrate peace when they find out everything that happened. It's something a little different because I've divided the book into 3 parts. Part 1, where you have the alien race. Part 2, where they find the weapon and decide, hey, let's go for this. And part 3, read the book.
Okay. Ted Iverson is the author of the Mission to the Stars series at WNIJ.org. You can see a video of him reading another excerpt. Ted Iverson, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.